At 6:06, it is overcast, 33 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a rather raw day today with a high of only 41. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Well, here in Tulsa, we're anticipating only about a half inch accumulation by this time tomorrow. But if you have travels today in Oklahoma City, Enid, or Stillwater, you could be in for a snowy mess. 5 to 9 inches of snow are being forecast for that region of Oklahoma. Oklahoma Highway Patrol Captain George Brown recommends you monitor the news,
especially the weather, and keep themselves updated. We suggest that people, if you're in a position to take off in inclement weather, you should always consider that, put safety first.
Here in Tulsa, we will have rain most of the day, but it's expected to change over to sleet this afternoon and then snow tonight. Here in Tulsa, again, only about a half-inch accumulation. Tulsa County Commissioner Fred Perry is stepping down 14 months before his term ends.
As of July 8th, I will be resigning my position as County Commissioner.
Perry, who represents District 3, made the announcement at the commission meeting so all the department heads could get the word at the same time. He cites a health problem as the reason for his decision.
For health reasons. In November, I had a heart procedure. Caused me to evaluate things and evaluate retirement.
Perry was first elected to the Tulsa County Commission in 2006, then reelected in 2010. His current term does not expire until 2014. It's up to the governor to call an election to replace Perry. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
An update on the Amber Alert issued last night for a 4-year-old Bixby boy. He has been found safe in Jinx. The boy's father's girlfriend is in custody this morning for questioning. City leaders are focusing on cracking down on the crime problem around 61st in South Peoria. 4 women, you'll recall, were killed last month at the Fairmont Terrace. Well, kids who live in that sprawling complex go to school at Marshall Elementary at 56th in South Peoria. Kayla Robinson is the school's principal.
There are 450 students in the school. About 250 to 275 of them live at Fairmont Terrace. So that is our school community. That should be a safe place for those families to live.
She says despite the transient nature of low-income families, test scores at Marshall are better than some more affluent schools in the district. She says parents are also involved with the school. We have much more on this story coming up for you later this morning in our feature segment at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. Well, this is Election Day in several school districts. There are candidates on the ballot today in Berry Hill, Liberty, and Broken Arrow. Union and Jinx have bond issues. The polls will be open from 7 this morning till 7 tonight. The last of 3 workshops about form-based code in the Pearl District wraps up with participants submitting their top 10 concerns with the code. Susan Miller is with the Indian Nation Council of Governments.
The thing that keeps rising to the top over and over is the parking. People are concerned that if we don't require parking, there's not going to be enough and people are going to have to park their neighbors' customers.
NCOG and the City of Tulsa's Planning Department will compile all of the results and submit them to the Tulsa Metro Area Planning Commission, which will then have to decide what further modifications to make to the code. Our weather forecast, rain most of the day, a high of 41. Tonight, rain changing to snow, a half inch accumulation, a low tonight of 28. Tomorrow, sunny and mild with a high of 48. And on Thursday, sunny and a high of 55. National Weather Service radar is showing rain to the southwest of Tulsa right now. At 6:10, it is overcast and 33. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.